Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, faithfully, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time for granted, and we don't take your time lightly, but rather we are truly eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Our Shape Up series gives you coaching tools and empowerment to support you in closing that gap from where you are to where you desire to grow on your journey. Can I just say wow? Okay, wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our show episodes, guess what? Have some great news for you. Archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you around today's subject for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments. We truly love and appreciate this time in our show. Why? Because it lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And we tell you, don't be shy and don't be scared, as the youth would say. On today's installment of Motivational Monday, it's time to shape up and win. Woohoo! We are in our Shape Up series, and we've been taking a look at several principles from the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. Last year, Coach Adams joined the John C. Maxwell team, the John Maxwell team, and I'm real excited about this next level of growth as a coach. I truly believe in any area of fighting to be a master in that area and growing to another level, never getting comfortable right where we are and thinking, oh my gosh, I already got this, I know it. And so I practice what I preach and I walk in the essence of that because I am always looking to grow and develop to another level. I'm a lifetime learner, and so any way that I can grow and develop to the next level so that I am a stronger coach for you, those individuals that I would be engaged with and encounter on my journey as a personal and professional empowerment coach, success trainer, I want to be able to do that. And so a part of that was joining the John Maxwell team. And that has given me the quote-unquote license to share specific materials associated with the various books that John C. Maxwell is the author of, and one of which that I am loving the richness, and there are many, is the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And so we're going to look at the third law. In previous weeks in our Shape Up series, we've looked at law number one and two. We're going to look at number three. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick email, a quick fax, socially, write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, whoo, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in and join you for today's broadcast. We want to extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach of Motivational Mondays. If you're getting anything, if you're a regular listener and you're getting anything from this time of empowerment, we ask that you share with others and support us in expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you at this time to get your pens, notepads, your tablets, get your iPads, your tablets, meaning electronic tablet versus a notepad, whatever that looks like, your laptop, your desktop, take notes on your smartphone, but bottom line, do whatever you need to do to capture the richness of what will be shared in today's Shape Up series. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we stated, it's time to shape up and win. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I shaping up? What am I winning in? You are getting more empowerment to add to your toolbox for you to be stronger on your journey personally and professionally, closing that gap, so that you can work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. And so today in our Shape Up series, again, as we're reflecting principles from the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell, we're moving to the next level. We have already talked about the law of intentionality, which is the first law. And this one has been valuable for me on my journey because I've grown to realize that growth does not just happen. We have to be intentional on our journey to grow, and that intentionality comes through our planning to grow, and that's where many of us fall short. We don't plan to grow. We just anticipate that the baby is just going to grow. We are just going to grow. And in essence, we do not. The only baby physically that grows is the baby that's in the mother's womb. She doesn't have to tell it how to grow, how to stretch, how to do all of what it does. It does it. That's a part of the natural process. But we as individuals, in order for us to grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we have to plan for growth, and it has to be intentional. And that is what's lacking. For many of us, we've lacked that intentionality. If you get into a dead spot in a relationship and you're feeling like you're on a, like the hamster on that wheel, if there's no planning around where is this relationship growing, where are we going to the next level, you'll get stagnant. So there has to constantly be plans in place. If your business, your vision on your job, if you're feeling like I'm stuck in the mud, I'm in quicksand here and there's no growth happening, you have to step back and look at, am I being intentional about where I desire to grow and what steps am I taking to be intentional? How am I planning for my growth? You have to make the decision. Will I do it now? Am I serious about it? How serious are you? You have to face those fear factors that we've talked about in our previous episode and determine how you want to put these steps in place so that you have that intentionality. So that is law number one, the law of intentionality. Law number two is the law of awareness. I love each and every one of these laws because before even connecting as a part of the John Maxwell team as a certified coach and trainer, I was teaching on these principles because they are so real for me in my own life and on my journey. And what I love about the laws that we're talking about, the 15 invaluable laws of growth, John Maxwell has put it together in such a way that it's very powerful, simplistic for one to grasp. And I love it, and I'm sharing it with you because I believe in the 15 invaluable laws of growth. So law number one, the law of intentionality. Law number two is we're doing a summary of where we've been on our journey. If you want greater details around each and every one of these laws, I encourage you to visit our archive, as shared before, at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, inspired media for the number four, the letter U. And this is important because you'll get the greater meat around each of the laws. Right now, I'm just giving you a summary so that we can get caught up with where we've been on this journey to embrace the law that we will be looking at and discussing on today in our Shape Up series. As we continue on our journey in this process, the next law is the law of awareness, the law of awareness. You must know yourself to grow. And I love Shakespeare. I often reference this statement from Shakespeare. To thine own self be true. You must be true with who you are. You must know you. You must like you. You must love you. You must appreciate you. But first, you have to know who you are. And many of us struggle because we don't know who we are. We are trying to be a carbon copy of someone else instead of being the original of who we've been created to be. To grow ourselves, we must embrace our strengths, identify our weaknesses, know our interests, opportunities, where we are on our journey. I'm often referencing that we must locate ourselves, and that comes with to thine own self be true. So this law of awareness is so key because it requires that we reflect from the inside out. It's not an outside-in reflection, but rather it is an inside-out reflection that I must go inside to determine who am I, what are my core values, what are my beliefs, what is my anchor, and build and move out from the inside out. Many of us, the challenge is that we so often We allow the world to determine who we are by the images and all of this. And then we're not saying find your value from the outside in. We're saying find it from the inside out. Be aware. Become aware of who you are. What are you becoming aware of? You're becoming aware of your passions. You're becoming aware of your purpose. And I love to quote the Robert H. Schuller statement that many use so often but don't necessarily give the credit to where the credit is due. Maybe they didn't know where it came from. But Robert H. Schuller, I love this quote. It's utilized often. If you knew you could not fail, if you knew you could not fail, what would you do? What is it that you would do if you knew that you could not fail? Because many of us will not pursue our passions and our purpose because we're afraid to fail. But if you knew that you would not, what would you do? And I have another question to ask you as you are processing through this awareness on your journey. Do you like what you do? I spoke with an individual literally last week, and I encounter so many people on different levels as a coach. And this individual, we were talking about a shifting that they made in their career. And they said, you know what? It's one thing to be good at something, and I'm good at this particular thing. But it's another thing to be passionate and really enjoy what you do. And because of that, they've made some life decisions that further align them with what they have now realized. I'm passionate in this area. This is where I need to focus, not just in that area that I am good at, but where am I passionate? Passion being that strong, compelling emotion on the inside connected with our purpose. Do you like what you are doing? As we're talking about the law of awareness, so often I share, Coach Adams, that I can't turn the coach off. Oftentimes people in my circles will say, I don't want the coach. Turn her off. It's like a running water. You know, you open the faucet of conversation and I'm ready to coach you wherever I am. In the grocery store, give me a situation that I can coach you on. Why? Because that is who I am. I'm passionate about it. I love what I do. It's my purpose. It's the reason why I was placed on the planet. What is the reason that you were placed on the planet for? You have to discover that. You have to go on a journey of discover and find that out. Find what you are passionate about. What makes your heart sing? Do a heart check. So often we think that I'm burned out because I'm taking on too much. No, burnout is doing any amount of something that is a wrong thing. Not doing the right thing, that which you are passionate about. You won't get burned out on what you're passionate about. You have to shut down oftentimes from that because you're so passionate. So finding where your passions are, what your purpose is, why have you been placed on this planet, embrace your unique talents and gifts. Again, as we're talking about giving a summary of the laws based on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell in our Shape Up series that we've discussed in the last few sessions. You want more meat, again, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you, inspired media for you, the number 4 letter U. Again, we're talking about the law of awareness and becoming aware of our passions and becoming aware of our purpose. And I want to challenge you as we move into our next law that you make a decision with intentionality that you will be committed, you will be consistent, you will be creative, you will be purposeful, You will be reflective and you will be grateful on your journey. I can't give you the challenge enough to find a coach or a mentor. Find someone that you can join in partnership with. Of course, Coach Adams, that's what I do. I'm available if you're interested in partnering with me and I can walk on your journey with you. Send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Find a coach or mentor. It doesn't have to be me, but you need to be in a partnership with someone. There's a uniqueness that happens. That individual can support you. You first have to have a teachable spirit. Be teachable and open to growing, open to saying, hey, I don't know it all, so that you can be more prepared on your journey of working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams in a partnership where you can muse, as one would say. You can think tank. You can bounce ideas, ask questions, process through some things. This environment that would demonstrate learning and lends to accountability. As we continue forward, I want you to know that this next law, it is so key. The law of the mirror. Law number 3 in the 15 invaluable laws of growth. If we want to grow, we have to be okay with looking in the mirror. I can hear Michael Jackson singing now. I'm looking at the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror. You must, when you are looking in that mirror that's reflecting your image, the question is, what do you see? And interestingly enough, in my encouragers relationship with individuals, which is a peer counselor for my church over the years, in my coaching practice over the years, I would encourage people. I would do this exercise with them, and I pause live on the airwaves in the moment with you, and I encourage you, grab a mirror. Get in front of a mirror. Take a quick moment. If you're on the road, pull off to the side of the road for a second. Look in the mirror, the rearview mirror. Look at you and take a moment to process. What do you see? Why is that so important as we take a moment? Look in the mirror. What do you see? When you look at the mirror at you, I don't need to know your name. You know who you are. What is it that you see? What do you see? What I've grown to know to be true, when you look in that mirror, again, this is the inside-out imagery, not the outside in, not what others have stated you are, but you knowing you at your core, based on your core values. You must see value in yourself. And because you see value in yourself, you can add value to yourself and other people. But you have to constantly be adding to your emotional bank account. I say that and I pause to share with you that I understand and know the power of words, so much so that I wrote a piece as a part of a collaborative, the Change Book Series number 14, a powerful chapter on the power of words, and I talk about the significance of words and how this affects our emotional bank account. And I don't care what your age is, so often many of us struggle with self-image and self-esteem because of the words that have been deposited in us. And if we don't see ourselves as valuable, others will not see us as valuable. So it all starts and ends with us. It doesn't matter what size you are. You can be a size zero and look in the mirror and still not see value in who you are. You can be a size 22 and look in the mirror and see great value in who you are. And that size 22 doesn't matter. And so it is important to recognize this mirror effect, that you must see value in yourself and add value to you. In this process of developing self, when you look in the mirror, I think of this image that I've posted on Facebook and social media, and it's gone around. You see this cute little cat looking in a mirror, and that cat sees a lion, the king of the jungle. And so that cat doesn't see where he is today, this little kitty cat. He sees this lion where he desires to grow, his potential. And so when you look in the mirror, what is it that you see? Are you the kitty cat that sees a lion, that sees this king of the jungle, great potential? Or do you look in the mirror and you see, you're the cat and you see a mouse who will be devoured? What is it? I don't know what your images are, but what I do know is that when we look in the mirror, we must see value in ourselves. There must be positive self-esteem, positive images, or we will not manifest our vision, live out our dreams, or fulfill our goals. We won't achieve them because of the images that we see. And I recognize the significance of how this all connects. You know, it's so interesting that so often people will join in a coaching partnership with me and they'll say, Coach Adams, I want to grow professionally and so on and so forth. And that may be true, but what often happens, they'll say it's professional, but then they'll realize as we are on the journey that there is some personal work that has to be done so that they can, in fact, grow professionally. And the two work hand in hand. They're not in two exclusive little pockets or drawers or, you know, quadrants. Who you are personally, what you see personally, is going to flow over professionally. And vice versa. And so if your images are skewed personally, they're going to be skewed professionally. So don't think that the two don't connect and that there is a disconnect. And so I want you to know that as we look in the mirror, your view of yourself determines your behavior. One will never outperform their self-image. If you don't believe that you can and you don't see it from the inside out, you won't do it. Why? Because we can't do what we can't see internally. We must envision it. We've talked about this in previous installments on different subjects. Because this is so key on so many different levels, this principle crosses over. The value we put on ourselves is the value that others will put on us as well. I remember negotiating a very key contract, and I knew my value, and I wasn't thinking more highly of myself, but I was clear on my value. And in negotiating intentionally, I went in high because any time you go into a negotiation, people always try to negotiate you low or lower. That's to be expected. That's why it's called a negotiation. So I went in at the higher end of the spectrum for this particular area of service, understanding that they were going to negotiate. It was to be expected. And in the negotiations, I let them know, this, however, is my bottom line. Again, I wasn't being arrogant or thinking more highly of myself, but I know my value. I know what I bring to the table. And so with that, they tried to negotiate below that. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, this is my bottom line. There's we, each of us, we have a bottom line, but we should know our value and understand that the value that we place on ourselves, people are always going to try to undercut your value, but will you accept what others state is your value, or will you hold firm to what you believe your value is? The value we put on ourselves is the value that others will put upon us. If we allow others to diminish our value, that is what is being put upon us. So you must know your value and hold to that. If you place a small value on yourself, rest assured, the world will not raise the price. That's a quote by our very own John C. Maxwell. If you place a small value on yourself, rest assured, the world will not raise the price. They're not going to say, let me give you more, even if they have it in the budget or what have you. Whatever you put out there, they're going to support that. So you have to know your values. Becoming aware of your passion and purpose is key in this process associated with our value and self-esteem and this law of the mirror. Let's talk about, and I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning into Motivational Mondays here, presented by Inspired Media for You. We are here faithfully to give you that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration so that you can be empowered to jumpstart your week in a greater position to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. We are in our Shape Up series, and we're talking about the law of the mirror and this positive self-image, self-esteem that is so key on any journey of success personally and professionally. I must have great self-image, positive self-image. We've been talking about the 15 invaluable laws of growth, and we've talked about law number one, the law of intention. If you want more information regarding the law, visit our archives. We've talked about law number two, the law of awareness, and we are moving to the next level with number three, the law of the mirror. And I suddenly again hear Michael Jackson singing, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Okay, so singing is not my gift or anointing, but you get the point. You've heard the song. When you look at the man or woman in the mirror, what is it that you see? That image that you see is so key, and it amazes me. Whenever I do this in my coaching practice, or I've done it in a peer counseling setting as an encourager for my church, it amazes me when someone pulls out that mirror and you say, what do you see? The images that people see, more often than not, it's negative images. It's images that have been based on these words that have been spoken that have deposited in one's emotional bank account from the outside in that have now shaped internally this image and one's emotional bank account. It has been stated, there's this 25-to-1 rule that we receive one negative word, I apologize, one positive word, correction, one positive word to 25 negative words. This rule is amazing. And with the images that we've seen in the media of individuals who you would think their self-image should be high. How could they commit suicide? They have the money, they have the influence, they have all of the stuff, but yet there is a hole in their souls. They're in a place of depression that led them to a place of hopelessness. Depression is the number one cause of suicide. And depression in the U.S. is on the rise. It's been stated 25%. It's on the rise. It doesn't matter if people have money and things and what appears to be influence and all of that. If there's a hole in your soul, if you get into a place of depression because of whatever it is that you feel you're lacking, that brings about hopelessness. People commit suicide because they have lost hope. That self-image on the inside, something is lacking. And that really grieves my heart as one that is a hope builder and a supporter of other people's dreams. So if you're thinking, oh, I'll get the money and everything will be okay, look at the images in the media. People have the money and still everything is not okay. That's why this law is so significant, because it starts with your internal images of you. It ends with your internal images of you. So often people say, oh, if I can lose the weight, ooh, I'm going to be a hot da-da-da-da-da. And you lose the weight and you look in the mirror and you still see the fat person. Or you're the more delicious individual. And you don't have an issue with the self-image. You look in the mirror and you're just like, hey, I'm hot. So everything is relative, but it all starts and ends with how do you view you? Are you the cat that sees the lion, the potential? So let's talk about the steps to building your self-esteem. I want to give you some empowerment tools, and we're giving you some steps to build your self-esteem. We've talked about and giving you some thoughts around what's important, but now let's look at and give you some meat to add to the bones of what we've talked about. The steps to building your self-esteem. Guard your self-talk. What are you saying to you? Guard your ear gates. Guard your eye gates. What are you saying to you? There's power in the words that are deposited. Again, in my chapter in the Change series, number 14, The Power of Words, I deal with the significance of words that are spoken, positive and negative, how these words become deposits in our emotional bank account. What has been deposited in your emotional bank account? Understanding that just because a word has been spoken, it does not mean that we have to own it and embrace it. You make the decision. So stop allowing any word to take root. Guard your self-talk. What are you releasing and speaking into the atmosphere? From your own tongue. What are you saying about you? Stop comparing yourself to anyone else. Embrace the unique you and the fullness of whatever that may look like. You've got to love you. And stop comparing yourself to others. And I want you to, in this moment, play in Coach Adams' sandbox. I want you to wrap your arms around you and give yourself a big old hug. As we are talking about the law of the mirror and this positive self-esteem, we're giving you steps to building your self-esteem. And so we said you have to guard your self-talk. What are you saying about Stop comparing yourself to other people. Add value to others. Be one that when you speak a word, you're building someone up, not tearing them down. Understanding the power of words, as we were just speaking about, that there's such great power in the words that are spoken. Move beyond your own self-limiting beliefs. Identify those areas that you need to work on and begin to speak words that would empower you in those areas that you need to be built up in, as we're talking about the law of the mirror. When you look in the mirror, again, Michael Jackson, I'm looking at the man or the woman in the mirror. Who do you see? What are the images that you see? Because whatever you see, guess what? That's what you're going to manifest. Will you be the little kitty cat that looks in the mirror and sees a lion roaring? Ah, great potential. Or will you be the cat being devoured by the dog, by the rat? I don't know. What are the images that you see? Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, guess what? You're right, says Mr. Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you are right. So that comes back to self-talk. As we're talking about the steps to build your self-esteem and the law of the mirror, based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth, when you're speaking to you about you, what are you saying? Ah, because that is so key. There's power in what we release, those words that we set into the atmosphere. So before those words are spoken, process, taste those words before you allow them to be released. Because once we release them, we give power to them. They're now in the atmosphere. They're vibrating in the atmosphere. And so whatever those words are, we have to build ourselves up. And in this building ourselves up, this is where we're talking about the steps to building our self-esteem, so that when we look in the mirror, woo, we get excited about who we see. Do the right thing. I want to encourage you. In whatever situation you're in, do the right thing, even if it is the hard thing to do. Why? Because that connects with your core and integrity. Stay and be an integral person. Practice a small discipline each and every day. You can build from there, but delay your gratification each day. Practice a small discipline each day. Why is this important? Because you have to keep your word and your commitment to you. So say, for example, you say, okay, today I am going to take out the trash. Something as simple as that. Guess what? Take out the trash. Why is that important? Because you are keeping your commitment and your word to you. If you say, I'm going to do this, and this, and you don't do anything, guess what? You've let you down. And so now you've lost your faith in you. And that's why it's important to practice a small discipline daily. Create small victories, those things that you can celebrate. Woo-hoo! I've accomplished this. I did this. And you can get excited because now you can look back and you can see those things that you said you wanted to accomplish, you've achieved. I love when I take the time to reflect. I write down things that I want to accomplish. In today's age, technically, I don't write it down. I capture it in a smart device. But to be able to look back and say, wow, I accomplished that. Wow, I did that. Wow. And there are other things that I have to give other deadlines to. But you want to establish and be able to celebrate your victories and start out small. Again, it's about keeping your word to you. Embrace a positive image for your life. Whatever that negative self-talk is, guess what? You have the ability and the power to change that story. How do I change that story, Coach Adams? You can change that story by the words that you make a intentional and deliberate decision on depositing in your emotional bank account. Just because negative words have been spoken in the past, it does not mean that you don't have the ability to change that negative. When you understand this process of the now, and I thank God for my mentors because I've learned such significance around this now, this 0 to 5 seconds of consciousness, this time frame. And in this 0 to 5 seconds, we have an opportunity to create a new now. We have an opportunity to hear from our creator, a higher being, God, Jesus, whatever your belief system is. Mine is Christ, not infringing that on you, but whatever that looks like. So in that 0 to 5 seconds of now, you can speak a positive word to you. And over time, that 1 to 25 rule begins to change. It begins to shift. As we stated, we receive one positive word to every 25 negative words. So the reality is that we all have a lot of stinking thinking. But we can change that. And so we can change that by the words that are spoken. So embrace a positive image for your life. What does that look like? Take the time to see it on the inside. Today I had a powerful meeting with my mentors, and my mentors often will say, just be still. Let's just be quiet. Be still. Listen. See it on the inside. And so if you take the time to just simply be still, see your images changing of what may have been negative to positive through the words that you're speaking to yourself. Take responsibility for your life. Just because of the issues of the past, and so often people get into that victim mentality, oh, you don't know what I've been through. So many times here on Motivational Mondays, our guests have overcome bad situations. I remember we had Josanne Marie on the show last month, and she was talking about the journey to beautiful. And she was talking about these years of sexual abuse as a young girl and all of this stuff, homelessness and all of this stuff that she had to overcome. She did not get into I'm a victim and not take responsibility for moving forward. We can't own someone else's, but we can definitely move forward beyond the stuff and take responsibility for where is my life going. Change the story. Don't sit and be a victim. Move beyond those circumstances. Because when you're a victim, guess what? As we're talking about the law of the mirror and this positive self-image today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I want to give our global listening audience an opportunity to chime in. I'm going to present a question and pose that to you. And I trust that if you're getting anything from today's information, today's broadcast, that you will chime in. Don't be afraid. If you need coaching around what we're talking about, you want to get greater clarity around a specific point that was shared, this is your time. So this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We welcome your interaction, and we absolutely love it. So don't be shy. Don't be scared. This is your time. So before we were transitioning, I was sharing with you and about to present the question. When you look in the mirror, we were talking about, you know, circumstances that oftentimes many people will get into, the victim place, or those that overcome and how they view themselves. And so my question to you, and I want to give you an image. Imagine, if you will, a broken mirror shattered into pieces, various pieces, versus a mirror that is perfectly designed. It's not cracked. It's not flawed. When you look into the mirror, which mirror are you looking into? Because this is your choice. Are you looking into the mirror of the stuff? Everyone has to overcome something. There is no perfect journey. The question is, what will we do with those situations and those circumstances that we were faced with? You know, growing up as a child, I really can relate to the struggle of one's positive self-esteem, because I was born with eczema, as some would say, tomato, tomato. And my skin was very bad. It was horrible as a child. This skin condition due to this diagnosis of eczema. And young people are very cruel. And so the words that were spoken, I had to constantly, this battle, this tug of war of the words that were spoken and this self-image, as I've outlined in my chapter of the Change Book number 14 and The Power of Words. And if you want more information on how you can acquire your copy of the Change Book number 14, an autographed copy from your very own collaborative co-author, Coach Adams, give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or send an email to admin@coachadams.com, because I get really raw and real about my journey that I had to deal with early on and this lesson around the power of words and understanding how words can build us up or tear us down. And whatever's on the inside of us, when we look into the mirror, that's what we see. And as I've stated, you know, imagine this image of this little kitty cat looking in the mirror, and he sees a lion. He sees great potential. Or someone looking in a shattered mirror, all they see is brokenness. And it's our decision. When we look into that mirror, what do we see? Many of us, until we rebuild our positive self-esteem and self-images of ourselves, we may see that brokenness. But as I stated, we can change that. We don't have to reside there. That does not have to be our closing life story. And the question is, when life presents you with lemons, what will you make? Will you embrace the bitterness of the lemon? Will you make a delicious, refreshing lemonade? Will you make a yummy lemon loaf? Will you make a lemon pie? Whatever it is that you like with the lemons, will you make a refreshing lemon drink that's not a lemonade? I don't know. What will you do when life gives you lemons? What will you do with that? How will you turn that around? So we may have brokenness in our lives, but we do not have to reside there. That does not have to be our driving story. Yes, we may have to work a little bit harder to overcome those things. I know that, you know, again, the power of words, and I thank God for parents who spoke words that were positive and loving into my life, and teachers and different people along my journey. Because as a little girl in those life phases that were being formed, my self-image, it was a struggle. There was a constant tug of war going on. But I could have stayed in the brokenness and allowed that to be my story, or make the decision to embrace a new image, a positive image. It took me a long time to, and people never know. You never know what someone else's story, the backdrop, and what they've overcome. People see me living out the assignment and the life that I was created for, but it was at a great cost. I had to do a lot of soul searching, as I'm sharing with you. I constantly am growing on my journey, as I've shared with you. I've had to be okay with and locate where am I at different stages and work on that. And that's what we're talking about, the 15 invaluable laws of growth. There has to be this intentionality. So if there are negative words that have been deposited in your emotional bank account, you have to replace those negative, defeating words with positive words. And if you don't, then guess what's going to continue to dominate and reign? The negative words. And that's why when you look in the mirror today, you see the brokenness. But that's okay. You can change that by speaking life to your life. Some would say speak a positive mantra, whatever that may look like. For me, it's the word of God. That's my roadmap. That's what I believe. That's my core, my anchor. But whatever it looks like and whatever it takes, replace those negative, defeating words so that that mirror that was once shattered, the image of that can be changed. Because as we stated, my heart remains heavy every time I hear about a suicide. And my heart is heavy because I interacted with a family when I was in property management that a woman's husband and a mother and father's son committed suicide in a property that I was managing at the time. And this was back in the early 90s. And he left a note. And it was the hardest for that family because suicide is a permanent solution to temporary issues. But what I learned early on is that suicide, that individual, lost hope. We've heard recently in the media two individuals, very successful in their own right, and one would say they had the money and the things, but yet there was still a hole in their souls. And what that tells me is when they looked in the mirror of life, they still saw brokenness. And so that brokenness had them in this severe place of depression, and the result of that severe, deep, downward spiral place of depression. And I don't know them personally. I haven't talked to either of them. I don't have to. Understanding this process of suicide and the effects and results of that, I know that they were in that place. They felt like there was no more hope, even with all of the stuff. And that's why and this was already on the docket, the law of the mirror was already scheduled. And I thought, how timely of a message to bring hope that you can change those inward perceptions and know that you have to do the work on your self-image so that you can grow forward. You don't have to stay in that place of the brokenness. And my heart reaches out to each and every one of you to say, begin to speak positive words into your life over your image. Oh, my gosh, it is amazing. Wow. I'm looking, can you believe how quickly an hour of power flew by? I trust you've gotten great value from today's installment of Motivational Mondays. I thank you so much for tuning in. I want you to know that we can continue this dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open group that anyone can join. If you're not already a member, simply ask to join the group and we will grant that request. On our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we're going to continue in our Shape Up and Win series. We're looking at the law of reflection. I want to stay connected with you. And if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, or send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. When I coach, you win. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for You. We look forward to re-engaging with you on next week.